KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A South African woman has found herself locked up in Indonesia. She is accused of smuggling drugs into the resort island of Bali. Authorities say she was caught at the airport earlier this month after flying in from Singapore. Newswatch's Qinukutle Malinga reports.
It's understood the woman was allegedly found with nearly a kilogram of crystal meth hidden in her clothing. Indonesia's anti-narcotics agency says she admitted she'd been instructed to carry the drugs from Johannesburg and deliver it to someone in Bali. On the same day, a Brazilian man was also arrested at the same airport. He was allegedly carrying two plastic bags containing 3 kilograms of cocaine in his luggage. He, too, had been told to deliver the package to a man living in Bali. If convicted, the pair could face the death penalty, as Indonesia has some of the world's toughest drug laws. Qinukutle Malinga, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
National Police say reports that officers have raided the northern KZN home of Dudu Mieni are false. In a post shared on social media platform X, a publication claims the National Intervention Unit has descended on the Richards Bay home of the late former South African Airways chairperson. It claims that officials found 18 million rand in a safe. National Police spokesperson Atlinda Marte says no such raid took place.
The SAPS calls for responsible social media reporting and for users to verify information first before sharing.
Mieni, who passed away last year, faced a cloud of controversy over her tenure at SAA and had a 300,000 rand Bosasa fraud case. The home is said to now belong to her son, Talente. And in Gauteng, three lavish multi-million rand Saxon World mansions linked to the Gupta family are being auctioned off in Johannesburg today. The properties linked to the state capture scandal are expected to fetch below their combined municipal value of 64 million rand. The sale is aimed to recover funds and settle debts after Atul, Ajay and Rajesh Gupta linked firm Confident Concept entered bankruptcy in 2018. Furniture and appliances will be sold separately after each property auction. And on the international front, an eight-year-old boy is among at least 12 people who've been killed in clashes on the border between Thailand and Cambodia. Shots were fired at a fuel station in the Sisaket province, where tensions over disputed regions continue to escalate. Both countries have accused each other of starting the conflict. Your top story this hour, a South African woman has found herself locked up in Indonesia. She is accused of smuggling drugs into the resort island of Bali. For more on this and other news stories, head to ecr.co.za and click on the news and traffic tab for the Newswatch team. I'm Nishera Sudhyal.